Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us, Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, I hear there's a story in the paper today about a runaway juror.
That's correct. Acting Schenectady City Court Judge Richard Giardino will decide next month the fate of a juror who failed to show up for court, and that led to a mistrial last week in a Schenectady murder trial. The juror, who has only been identified as juror number one, will hear Giardino's decision September 2nd. The jury, including juror number one, had begun deliberations on the case last Monday, but that juror failed to show up on Tuesday morning and never contacted the court. When the court officers eventually reached her by phone, she said she was sick and promised to show up again on Wednesday. She didn't. And that prompted Judge Giardino to send someone from the sheriff's department to fetch her. She then told the court that her boyfriend had been injured the night before. The defendant in the murder trial, Emmanuel Martinez, faces one count each of second-degree murder and attempted murder, along with other charges, and he faces up to 50 years to life in prison. Contempt proceedings against a juror could result in jail time if she is found to have disobeyed the court's order to appear. Giardino said it was the first time he could ever recall a juror failing to show up for deliberations.
From there to an issue that is common in communities across our region and the country, deciding what form of government to have to run them.
Correct. This is in Gloversville, in Fulton County, and following a highly contentious meeting last night, it appears that two referenda will be added to the ballot in November for voters up in Gloversville. One to establish a city manager form of government, and the second to make common council seats open to citywide election. The common council agreed last night to a public hearing and a subsequent vote in 2 weeks on whether to allow the entire city to vote for council positions, changing the existing system in which most council members represent specific wards. The decision came after Mayor Dayton King vetoed an amendment to the city charter that would add a city manager position. The council passed that back in July, but King is encouraging the council now to vote to override his veto in an effort to put the two referenda on the ballot in November. King says he was using his leverage to have both of these referenda on the ballot in November. He doesn't believe the city manager position will be approved by voters, but he is optimistic about the change in the city council form of government. He says the opening positions to citywide vote will mean that more qualified candidates will run. Council members are against that at this point. Council will vote to override the mayor's veto and decide whether to allow citywide elections for their positions on August 26th.
And we'll bring you an update then. We've been talking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, head to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, as always, thank you.